702. Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the Prime Media Plus app.
Nearly 4 months over and done with into the new year. It's the 25th of April. Many people would have started the year with New Year's resolutions, and some of those would have included going back to the gym, going running, hiking mountains, going Pilates, doing yogas, whatever the case may be. You probably would have been very, very diligent about doing what you set out to do at the start of the year. But now we're approaching winter, it's autumnal outside and it's darker later the morning, and you know, it's just so much easier to stay in bed. Well, if you have fallen off your goals to achieve, how can you get back into fitness? That's a question we'll be asking Kayla Hillhorst, who's a co-founder of Body and Mind Fitness. Kayla, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thanks for inviting me.
I suppose let me ask the question first. How are you doing with your New Year's resolutions 4 months into the year?
Well, 4 months into the year also happens to be 4 months postpartum. So I wouldn't say as best as most people, but it's going pretty good after baby. So, yes.
Oh, congratulations. Boy or girl?
It's a little boy.
And how has your life been upended by the miracle of this life?
It has gone from 0 to 100 in the matter of seconds, but it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. I have no clue what it's like to be a new parent, but I'm told it's a wonderful feeling. And I'm sure you'll be a wonderful mom. So you have an excuse to not follow any New Year's resolutions because you've got a challenge, I suppose, and a wonderful adventure, if nothing else. The rest of us who did start the new year going, you know what, I'm intending to do this. I will run a distance of whatever by a certain time. I will be participating in the half marathon of the Two Oceans. Whatever the goal was, sadly, a couple of weeks, perhaps a couple of months into the new year, you tend to stop doing what you were promising to do. How prevalent do you find that in your circle?
It happens quite a lot, especially with winter coming in. So we do see quite a few people drop off some of their goals. What I do find really helps is to just have a really good community of people to kind of motivate you along. So we see that quite prevalent in the studio. We have quite a good community. So people tend to then eventually keep coming to classes just purely for the social aspect, which kind of keeps them going, which is good.
And rather that than nothing, right? So even if I'm no longer motivated by dropping two dress sizes, I just want to hang out with my friends while I am actually walking or perhaps running only at 50% on the treadmill. Let me rather do something than not do anything.
Exactly, yes.
How do people get back onto the fitness path, though? How would you encourage them with winter around the corner, with whatever challenges this year brings with them and new adventures like a new baby, how do we get Cape Talk and 702 listeners back onto their fitness journey?
I think my best advice would be to really consider or think that, you know, day one doesn't necessarily have to be the 1st of January, or it doesn't necessarily have to be a Monday. Day one is the first day you decide to start, and that can be absolutely any day. And then I would definitely say that, you know, day one also doesn't have to be this massive, crazy exercise routine. Sometimes it can really just be an afternoon walk just to get you started. I think that those two pieces of advice is probably the best advice I give to a lot of my students as well to keep them motivated. Just pick a day. And it doesn't have to be anything crazy. It can be something simple, easy, and something that you love. That's also really, really important. Pick something that you enjoy.
I often find that we can be quite, unrealistic about our goals. Where you want to have a six-pack by the end of the first quarter of the year when you know that it's taking a lot longer than that than having a six-pack. That would also be advice. Hey, like set yourself very realistic and measurable goals.
Yes, definitely. Realistic and attainable. which can be quite challenging sometimes. And then also there is that concept that you follow through with the setting those realistic goals is how you get to those realistic goals. Are you choosing the correct path to do that?
And I quite like having a group of people that I am accountable to in addition to myself, because you should always be the first person you are accountable to, right? But having two or three other people who either are going to meet me at the gym or who are going to message me that morning and say, did you? And I would hate to tell them tall tales about, because some people say, no, I did this, I did that. In the meantime, they were really comfortable in their beds. It's important to have that that group of people that you almost task them with the responsibility of holding you accountable.
Yes, definitely. I think having those friends and that community to hold you accountable is great. We definitely see that having that more community aspect of like, oh, I'll see you tonight. And then they chat about their week or their day and they spur each other on in class. Oh, well done, you've achieved this new move or, you know, whatever it may be. It really does. We see a lot of ladies who have been coming for years and it's really just because they've built really good relationships within the studio.
Yeah. Are there any types or forms of exercises that are better suited for the winter months than they are for the summer months?
So I would, for me, I would just advise on doing anything that you love. But what we do see is we do notice that in the winter, people do tend to go more for your yogas and Pilates versus like your running or in our case, pole classes aren't very popular in the winter. So we definitely see that your more cozier, warmer type of classes are more popular during the winter. I would say do whatever you love. Do whatever you're going to wake up and go, I'm excited to go do this class or to do this exercise. That would be my best advice. But we definitely do see that there is a trend with summer to winter classes.
Yeah. One day we're going to have a full-on conversation about the incredible exercise you get out of participating in a pole dancing class. It's not just, you know, people have a particular perception of pole dancing, but it is... It demands a lot of the athlete who's participating in that class.
Oh, definitely, definitely. It's not for the faint of heart. It's a phenomenal sport to build strength. And it's definitely gaining a lot of popularity here in South Africa amongst women. Women are wanting to be, they say the new skinny is strong. So we want to be strong instead of skinny now. So, it is a phenomenal, phenomenal sport to participate in if you want to build strength.
All right, Kayla, thank you very much. You can go back to your little bambino now. Thank you for taking some time out to chat to us. Kayla Hillhorst is a co-founder of Body and Mind Fitness, talking to us about how you can get back on the fitness journey that you perhaps went wayward from when you had set yourself clear New Year's resolutions. Are you sticking to your New Year's resolutions? Do send me a WhatsApp message to 072-702-1702, 072-567-1567. I generally don't make New Year's resolutions. It's just a rule of mine. I don't... Rod Suskin, who used to be a regular guest on a show I used to present on afternoons in Cape Town between 1 and 3. Every Wednesday he'd come in. He's an astrologist. And he said the 1st of January is an arbitrary date in a Gregorian calendar. It means nothing to you and I. The date that actually matters is your birthday. So if you are going to have resolutions, have them around your birthday, because for your birthday you start a new cycle around the sun. So I tend to make birthday resolutions, I suppose, if one can call them that, as opposed to New Year's resolutions. My birthday is in August, which also means that if I'm planning to then get on to a fitness sort of challenge, the gyms are generally empty. The roads are not packed and one can actually enjoy the exercise or fitness journey. Whereas in January, go to a fitness center in January, it is packed with people, you know, believing that they can do it and, you know, paying the money and signing up and going, yay, it's a new year. Only for some of them, unfortunately, to fall on the wayside soon thereafter.